When you ask somebody who the most valorous companions and warriors of the early days of Islam were, they'll give you names such as Ali alayhi salam, Bilal, Zayd, Hamza, and so on. Yet the name of Abu Dujana is seldom mentioned. So who was Abu Dujana? How did he live his life in such a way that it ended with the lofty status of martyrdom? This is Unsung Heroes. Abu Dujana is one of the most oppressed companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, because not much is known about him. His name was Simak ibn Aws, also known as Abu Dujana Ansari. He was one of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, who supported Islam through thick and thin, participating in almost all of the battles of the early days of Islam. He accepted Islam prior to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi's entry to Medina, due to the efforts of Mus'ab ibn Umayr, the first propagator of Islam in Yathrib, also known as Medina today. He was an overly generous man, although he did not have many belongings from this paltry world. It is mentioned in our narrations that whenever he came upon any wealth, he would divide this wealth amongst the needy Muslims of Suffa, a small neighborhood in Medina where many of those Muslims who migrated in the way of Allah, including Abu Dharr al-Ghaffari, the great companion, lived. Abu Dujana's most renowned characteristic is his valor and courage in battle. During the Battle of Badr, he slew and sent one of the staunchest and strongest enemies of Allah and the Prophet, Zum'a ibn Aswad, to hell. However, he is most well known for his role in the Battle of Uhud. Before the battle, he even tied a red handkerchief around his forehead to symbolize his eagerness for martyrdom in the way of Allah and Islam. In fact, he is even known as Dhul Sayfain, which means the one who holds two swords, because when he would go into battle, he would hold one sword in one hand and another sword in the other, contrary to the norm of the day, which was to hold a shield in one hand and a sword in the other. Before the battle began, Rasulullah took a sword in his hand and announced, "Who can observe the rite of this sword?" The Muslims from here and there called out, "Ya Rasulullah, we can observe the rite of this sword." Yet Rasulullah did not give it to one of them. Suddenly, a voice emerged and said, "Ya Rasulullah, I can observe the rite of this sword." Rasulullah took the sword and gave it to the owner of this voice, who was none but Abu Dujana. Can you imagine being given a sword by the Prophet himself because he believes you're worthy to observe its rite? One of the companions named Zubayr ibn Awam was very upset because he believed he could have observed the rite of the sword, and he felt that he was closer to Rasulullah in kinship as he was his cousin from his paternal aunt Safiyyah. Zubayr made the decision to follow Abu Dujana on the battlefield to see why he was given this distinction over the other companions. So Zubayr decided to follow Abu Dujana onto the battlefield to see how and why he observed the rite of this sword. What he saw astounded him. He saw Abu Dujana attacking the heart of the enemy, striking and slashing every Arabian hero he came across, sending them straight to the hellfire. The Muslims were winning the battle, and the enemy was on the back foot. Yet, tragedy. Some of the Muslims became complacent, and they thought that they had won the battle already. So they began to collect the war booty from the battlefield. And suddenly, the enemy attacked from behind the mountain, outflanking the Muslims and striking them with a heavy blow. Many of the Muslims fled the battlefield, leaving the Holy Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi on his own, with none to defend him but a handful of loyal and valiant soldiers, including Ali alayhi salam, Hamza, and none other than Abu Dujana Ansari. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam narrates, when the Prophet was surrounded on the day of Uhud, he told Abu Dujana to leave him and join his own brothers. He replied, "I have not paid allegiance to you just to leave you alone in your difficulty and save myself." The Prophet told him, "You are free from your allegiance. You can go, the path is open." Abu Dujana answered, I swear to God, I will never do such a thing that the Quraysh will say I left you and fled. No, I will never leave you. Let whatever happens to you happen to me. If you are harmed, I must too be harmed. The Prophet then said, May Allah bless you with a good blessing. Subhanallah. In fact, his battle and the battle of those who stayed to protect Rasulullah was praised in the Quran. In Surah As-Saff, verse 4, where he says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِهِ صَفًّا كَأَنَّهُمْ بُنْيَانٌ مَرْصُوصٌ. Verily, Allah loves those who fight in His way in a line as if they were a compact structure. Abu Dujana's role wasn't just limited to the Battle of Badr and Uhud. He also held an influential role in the battles of Khaybar and so on. In the Battle of Khaybar, Abu Dujana slew one of the heroes of the Jews and Rasulullah gifted him the armor and the sword of this enemy of Allah. In the Battle of Tabuk, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi set off for the land of Tabuk in order to fight the Romans, but they did not turn up. In one of the expeditions, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi set off with his army towards the land of Tabuk in order to confront the Romans, but the Romans did not turn up. This expedition is known as the Expedition of Tabuk. On the way to Tabuk, there was news of a governor of one of the lands conspiring against the Muslims. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi sent Abu Dujana and Zubair along with 20 other soldiers to arrest this man and bring him to suffer the punishment of his crimes. On the way to Tabuk, there was news of a governor of one of the lands conspiring against the Muslims. Here, the Prophet needed somebody special to arrest this conspirator. Who do you think he sent? None other than Abu Dujana Ansari. After Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi left this world, Abu Dujana didn't sit neutral, and he continued to protect the religion of Islam with his sword. There was a man named Musaylimah al-Kadhab, or Musaylimah the liar, and he claimed prophecy after the Prophet left this world. Many of the Muslims who had previously accepted Islam defected to his religion, considering him to be the next Prophet after Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. So the Muslims could not sit idly by while this fabrication had emerged, and thus they decided to wage war against this false prophet. However, the strong army of Musaylimah would repel the attacks of the Muslims one after the other. Of course, that is until Abu Dujana rallied the troops by slaying many of the heroes of Musaylimah's army and calling out, O warriors of Badr and Uhud! O warriors of Ahzab! Come together towards me to break the enemy and uproot polytheism and disbelief once and for all. This strengthened the morale of the Muslims and they returned to the battlefield chanting Allahu Akbar. Musaylimah and his army were terrified for their lives, so they retreated to a gated garden. There was one man, however, who opened the gate of this garden, entered and slew Musaylimah before he himself attained the lofty status of martyrdom. Who was this man? Once again, it was none other than Abu Dujana al-Ansari. When you hear about these great companions of Rasulullah, don't you just wish you could at least one time just see them? Well, we might just have the opportunity, granted, that we purify ourselves to be one of the companions of Imam al-Zaman, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. There is a hadith from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam who says that Imam al-Mahdi, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, will reappear and he will have 27 individuals with him from the past. And one of these individuals will be Abu Dujana al-Ansari. So now we know who Abu Dujana was, how he lived his life, and how he attained the lofty status of martyrdom. So remember, if we want to leave this world a martyr, we must first live in this world as a martyr, wherever you are.